every child has this spark of the Holy Spirit inside of them, that internal strength of the Spirit that only God can give.
I'm Jim Burns. Now, moms and dads who visit the Homeward website say that their number one concern as parents is to pass on a spiritual legacy to their children. Well, that's encouraging. But the question is, how do we go about doing that? Well, on today's edition of Homeward, I want to have a practical conversation with you about fueling a passion for God in your kids. My good friend Barry St. Clair is with me here in studio. He's a youth and family expert. He's a dad, and he's written a great book called Parent Fuel, Fueling a Passion for God in Your Kids. That's our topic today, so keep it right here because Homeward starts right now. And thanks for joining us for Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. Now, before we begin today's program, this reminder that there are only a few days left for you to take advantage of this month's special offer. You can receive Dr. Jim Burns' outstanding devotional book called Devotions on the Run as our way of thanking you for your financial contribution of any amount in support of Homeward. It only takes about 10 minutes each day to get the kind of spiritual encouragement that can improve the quality of your day. So get your copy of Devotions on the Run by Dr. Jim Burns when you call toll-free 1-866-500 Parent. Remember, these are the final days for you to take advantage of this offer. 1-866-500-7273. And now, here's Jim. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today is going to be a great day on Homeward. I actually have a good friend of mine right across from me here in the studio. His name is Barry St. Clair. We're going to talk about fueling a passion for God in your kids. He's written a great book called Parent Fuel. I just read, love it, for the fire inside your kids. Basically, it's about how do you build a legacy of faith in the life of your family and your children, and actually even into your grandchildren. We want to do it, but it's hard. It's hard to do. Barry is the founder and the director of Reach Out Youth Solutions. He's a noted author, popular speaker. He is married to Luana. The St. Clairs have 5 children, 8 grandchildren in their blended family. We're going to talk about why their family is blended in a minute, and they live in the Atlanta area. Great to have you with us, Barry.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you, as always.
When we first started this program, we definitely wanted you on. We got you on, and so it's been a couple of years, and it's great to see your face.
It's good to see you again, too.
Nice to have your youngest daughter also here in the
Jenny's
studio.
Jenny's here, and we're excited about that. She's spending the day with me.
Just came back from China, and she's a beautiful young woman who's at school in Auburn in Alabama. Now, today we're going to talk about fueling a passion for God in your kids. And it almost sounds like an oxymoron today because a lot of kids, even kids who are raised in good families, in good Christian families, seem to go through some tough times. But what you're saying is parents have to be proactive about helping their kids really grow in their faith and fuel the fire. And that's not easy to do. You use kind of the fire kind of metaphor, and you remind us that fire warms and brightens and consumes and refines. I want you to talk about the fire metaphor. Why do you use that?
Because I think it conjures up something inside of a spark that then, when fuel is poured on it, it flames up into something greater than it was before. And I think really it's a perfect analogy because every child has this spark of the Holy Spirit inside of them. You know, like it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, it talks about how do not put out the Holy Spirit's fire. And I think everybody has that spark who has created in the image of God or who has come to know Christ. And out of that spark then comes this desire side that needs to be nurtured, and needs to have fuel poured on it so that it can flame up. And I think that happens when parents pour that fuel on and encourage that spark to grow into the fire.
Now, we have a number of listeners, lots of listeners, maybe hundreds of thousands of listeners who say, fine, but I understand that with you, that's your job. You kind of know this, but I don't do it very well. And I didn't have a family who did it very well. And I know one of the phrases that you said is perfection is not required for this job.
Right.
But it really is something that has to be intentional. You know, speak to the family who maybe whose kid is not, you know, living for God right now. How do you continue to fuel the fire?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the huge challenge. And I think really you go back even one step further to parents who are struggling in their own life. Mm. They've brought stuff into this marriage. They brought stuff into this family. They've got forgiveness issues or healing issues or personal things inside or divorce or being a single parent, and those kinds of things. Some of those things a part of my own story, which we'll get to in a few minutes. So I think it starts inside of a parent. And then we do have these kids who don't always make choices like we'd like for them to make choices. And a lot of times the whole idea that parents have is that we do some external things. We just put enough behavior modification, have enough rules, then we can kind of monitor their behavior, modify their behavior, and really in the end it doesn't work. And so when we look at ourselves as parents, we look around and say, you know, I'm really not sure that I'm qualified to do this. I don't know that I really have what it takes, and I'm sure not doing a perfect job of it. And one of the things we say in the book is, hey, parents aren't perfect. Yeah. Never have been, never will be. And so join the club. We're all in this together with our imperfections.
No, I think that's very important. Now let's go to part of your story. It was because I have known you for a long, long time. And as I was introducing you, I said married to Luana, who actually I know from previous life, if you would, as well. There was a season in your life where there was some great pain because your wife, Carol, was very ill. Why don't you tell us that story?
Yes. Carol and I were married for 28 years. She was my wife, my friend, my lover. We were very close. We had a great family, four kids, and lived in what I would call a normal two-parent family situation for all those years, and probably thought that was the norm for everybody. And in August 1998, Carol died. And an illness that then brought her to the point of death. And when she died, our whole world crumbled apart, unraveled, everything fell apart, huge amounts of pain, and really a deep, deep sense of huge loss in our family that really, in a lot of ways, split us. We tried to come together, and it sort of split us apart, and, you know, we're all this time, we've been trying to put all that back together. It was huge, you know. Sure. The Bible talks about the long arms of death, and it just has been, the arms of death have been long. And so it impacted us greatly. Well, the day after that, I became the single father of an 11-year-old, my daughter Jenny, who's sitting over here with us today, and she's 20 now, but that was a huge thing for me. And probably Carol's death and then being a single father was the hardest experience of my life. And so my heart just, I never had this kind of empathetic feeling for single parents out there, but it's impossible to do.
Yeah.
That's why you've got to have the help of the body of Christ, people coming around, and then that internal strength of the Spirit that only God can give those times. Yeah. I think it's, you know, parents look at themselves as a single parent or even a two-parent family, and they're not doing this perfectly. You say, well, then what do I do? I haven't done well with this, or I could have done more with this, or if I'd just had my spouse with me in this, you know, all those kinds of things that we as parents say. I think it's that the thing I found in the midst of Carol's death is I had something inside, and I had to call on God's strength just to bring it up inside of me to help me to be a single dad.
Yeah, and at the same time, you're having to raise a 11-year-old, and actually even in the hearse, she asked you this kind of aha question when she actually asked you, I think, so, Dad, what can you cook?
Exactly.
Let's get to the basics here. And you kind of went, well, there's not much.
Absolutely.
Right. But out of brokenness, oftentimes comes the healing to be able to be the kind of intentional parent that can fuel a fire in a kid's life.
And I think that experience made me much more sensitive, not only to what was going on inside of me, but also to what was going on inside of my other children and Jenny. Right. And we can come back to that in a minute or a little bit later or whatever. But really, when I went through that, then there was much more sensitivity to what was going on inside of Jenny's heart, particularly because she was the one who was still at home.
And yet at the same time, you're broken, and yet you've still got to raise your young child.
Hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Sure, exactly. And yet you have a phrase in your book, Parent Fuel, that will passionately pursue what they see us passionately pursue. So at the same time, you've got to be pursuing your faith in front and doing life in pain in front of your kids.
Well, see, that's a key point, I think, Jim, because really, I thought about this a lot, but all those years of walking with the Lord before, at that point, then that's where you call on the resources that have been built up. If they're not there at that point, then you really are in a deficit. And that deficit, it was overwhelming enough, even calling on the faith that God had built in me over the years. But it took everything within me to get through that time, and it was a challenge.
Yeah, well, we want to talk about that challenge. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in just a moment. Barry St. Clair with us. We're talking about fueling a passion for God and your kids. It's basically about building a legacy of faith. We want to talk about this as often as we can on Homeward because it is one of the primary factors that parents want to deal with. We'll be right back. Roger's going to tell you right now how you can get a copy of Parent Fuel for the fire inside your kids. It's about building a legacy of faith and fueling that fire. You want to get this book. I just read it. Roger?
Well, fueling a passion for God in your kids is is our theme today on Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. Jim's guest is Pastor Barry St. Clair, author of the book that Jim just mentioned, Parent Fuel. For complete details and how to order a copy of Barry's book and support the ministry of Homeward at the same time, call Homeward toll-free at 1-866-500-PARENT. A member of our staff will be happy to provide you with complete ordering information when you call. Again, the toll-free number, 1-866-500-7273. While you're on the line with us, be sure you also ask about ordering information for the double audio CD as well. There's more of Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Barry St. Clair on the other side of this break, so keep it right here. Homeward will be right back.
I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. In my office, I have a sign that reads, "When you reach the family, you reach the world." And that's really the heartbeat of Homeward. We want to train and mentor parents so that they can train and mentor their kids, and then those kids can mentor their children, and the legacy of faith continues. Homeward is encouraging parents and building families four ways: listen, click, read, and attend. You're listening to Homeward's broadcast outreach right now. You can also click onto our website for streaming audio and podcasting, and you can download one of the hundreds of free articles and tip sheets available to you there as well online. You can read our daily devotional and our online parenting newsletter and our numerous books, or attend one of the more than 100 parenting seminars we'll do around the country this year. Encouraging parents and building families is what Homeward is all about, and that's why I want to make it easy for you to start receiving our free Good Advice Parenting Newsletter. Find out how when you call toll-free 1-866-500-PARENT. That's 1-866-500-7273. Go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns.
Congratulations, 2008 is the perfect gift to give the graduate in your world. If there's a high school student or a college-age student who's graduating this year, you'll want to get a copy of the audio and interactive media CD called Congratulations 2008. For more information, go to homeward.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Barry St. Clair with us today. We're talking about fueling a passion for God in your kids. That's our heart's desire. He's written a great book called Parent Fuel for the fire inside our kids. By the way, you also have an opportunity to have a small group at your church or in a small group outside of the church if you want that has some great questions and gets you talking about how to do just this. Along with the book, there's a great companion guide and DVD as well. Barry, I want to go back to this story. I'm looking at Jenny, and she's just this beautiful young woman at 20. But, you know, basically, at 11, this was a tough thing for her. And then even as time went on, she had to deal with the death of her mom, but she also now had to deal with you as the only parent. Mm. And it seems like, I remember you telling me that during a season, it was not going as well, and you had to really be proactive about fueling the fire of faith and also just the relationship with Jenny.
Yeah, and I think this will be a help to other parents maybe to see kind of what we went through here, because it was a very difficult time.
She looks like she likes you now.
Yes, she and I, and we were always very close.
Right, sure.
But the pain of her mother's death, right, and the pain of her mother's death in my life, right, and the two of us then trying to come together around that, I tend to kind of deal with things and go on, and Jenny went inside. In fact, one of the things that she said during this time, when I was asking her, "How are you doing? Tell me how you're feeling," she would always say, "I'm fine." She would smile and just pass on by. And one day I said, "Jenny, it's not fine." And she said, "Dad, I've got my feelings in this box, and they're in there, and I know where they are, and you're not going to get in, and so don't even try." And that was sort of the end of that conversation. At that point, things sort of were underground in her life and under the surface in terms of her feelings and emotions and all that. And I said at the time, somewhere down the road, this is going to come back up. It's going to resurface, and it's going to resurface big. I don't know what it'll look like, but it did. Oh, and Jenny was about 16, junior year in high school. All this stuff started coming out, you know, the anger and feelings, and the dreaded boyfriend came on the scene, and all these different things began to happen. And Jenny was attitude issues and all these other things that just began to pop up. And I began to say, "It's coming. I can see it coming here. It's just coming at me. And I'm not sure exactly what to do with it." And I said to the Lord, I said, "Lord, what am I supposed to do with this?" And really, he gave me two really clear things. One, delight in Jenny. That was really easy to do because Jenny is delightful, and I've always enjoyed delighting in her. The other thing he said, "I want you to spend time with her every week. I want you to meet with her one-to-one, and I want you to find out what's in her heart. I want you to find out what's in her heart, and I want her to find out what's in her heart." Because really what I began to see was that what had happened was she'd closed this box, and she thought She knew what was in there, but she had also lost the key.
Yeah.
So we began to do that. We began to go to Starbucks every week. I said, would you go to Starbucks with me? And at first she said, no, I don't want to, Dad, I don't want to meet with you. And then when I said I'd pay for Starbucks, she said, well, I'll go once. And so we went and we started. And about 6 weeks into that, all this anger and stuff began to come out just kind of like off, kind of sideways, kind of boom, here it came. We dealt with that for several weeks. And I really, as Jenny began to get that anger out, then all kinds of other things began to come in, and it was at that point that I began to see a significant change in her. She began to uncork some of this anger. Now, there were some other things that happened down the road that were difficult for her and more that had to come, but that was sort of the beginning of the process of healing. But the key point, I think, for parents is that if your kids are going through struggles, the greatest thing you can do is not fix their behavior. The greatest thing you can do is say, I want to know my child's heart, and I want to know what's going on in there, and I want to respond to them from that point, not from this external behavior thing.
A lot of parents, I think, sometimes will say, you know, they've copped an attitude, they're teenagers, that's kind of part of their job description. So they back away
because
they're hurt or they're bitter or they're angry or whatever, and so they're away from it. But in fact, what we have to do is lean into it and just build relationship.
Absolutely. I think it's sort of the natural response to back away from your kids when they treat you like you have leprosy, turn 14, and all of a sudden you just, unclean, there's nothing you can do nothing you can say. We don't want you around. At the same time, it's at that point that you do have to lean in and be creatively, prayerfully discovering, how do I really relate to my childhood, to their friends, to know their friends, to be a part of their world, and to engage even more.
Right, exactly. And sometimes engaging means, I'm the kind of guy that has a list for my girls. I have three. I have a list at all times, but sometimes I have to just keep the list in my pocket and talk about,
absolutely,
for us, we live on this, on the West Coast, surfing or boys or whatever things. I really want to get to grades, character issues, faith. And yet sometimes what I have to do is just spend time hanging out. You and I have taught youth workers for years to do that, and yet with our own kids, sometimes it's harder to do.
Well, one of the things I didn't tell about the Jenny story was how important that was, because the worst thing I could have done was say, Jen, tell me what's going on in your heart.
Right.
I mean, for weeks, we met, talked about boyfriends, we talked about grades, we talked about friends. The cell phone would ring, and I'd sit there tapping my fingers, waiting for the cell phone to go off so we could get back to it. And really, it was about, 6 or 8 weeks into it before we ever got to anything that was of substance, what I would call of substance. And the other thing I had to do is realize, hey, zip it. You're not here to talk. It's not about your agenda. This is about letting Jenny discover herself and letting you discover who she is by listening.
Right. This illustration is actually a great example for so many that, that's exactly what they need to do, help Starbucks make some more money. When it comes to utilizing God's resources for raising our kids, one of the things that you recommend, and I really appreciate this, is you said, open the door and let grace blow in. When we don't, however, then we run the risk of falling into what you call the parent trap. Talk about that.
Well, the parent trap is the rules. And almost every parent I know, evangelical parents probably more than anyone else, and that is that if I just have enough rules, if I raise my kids by the rules, then I can somehow modify their behavior, I can somehow protect them, I can somehow keep them from embarrassing me by their behavior or whatever. It's a trap we fall into, and I think the question is not how do I help my kids turn out right, how do I help them perform, as much as how do I help my kids love Jesus more. There's an external question that I think we fall into that has to do with performance, and there's an internal question that's about the heart, and I think grace is about the heart. It's God's supernatural ability in me through the cross and the resurrection. In other words, it's what He gives me from God Himself that allows me not only to parent my kids, but also for my kids to grow up to be the kind of kids, that spark inside of them that causes them to be on fire for God, so to speak. So I think that's really, really the trap that most parents fall into, including myself. My wife, Carol, was a very gracious person. She taught me a lot about grace, and I learned it because I was sort of the rules guy. And, hey, we perform, we have this agenda, and we go, and I learned, hey, it's really about what's inside. It's about what's in the heart, and helping our kids really concentrate on those internal things. And then out of that, see, because this is the thing that happens, I think. The thing that happens to all kids is when they get in touch with themselves, they know who they are, they know their identity, they know their own internal self, their hearts, then out of that comes change of attitudes, change of thinking, change of behavior. Eventually you get to the behavior, but most parents start with the behavior and try to work their way in. I think it's really important to start with the internal and work your way out.
What I hear you saying is a phrase you used in your book, we have to connect at a heart level. And a lot of times as parents, we're not willing to do the hard work it takes to connect at the heart level.
Yeah, and sometimes I find dads particularly, they're not even in touch with their own hearts. They know more about their local sports team than they know about their own hearts. Well, if you're not in touch with your own heart, it's pretty hard to be vulnerable and expose yourself, be transparent, so to speak, with your kids to say, hey, I want to talk about your heart. That means I've got to be in touch with my heart. Well, tough thing. That's why Moses said, I think in Deuteronomy 6, he says, you know, love the Lord with all your heart and impress this on your hearts and then talk to your kids. And there's a progression there that I think makes a whole lot of sense. And especially we as dads, we got to step back and say, you know, I really need to be vulnerable here. I need to know who I am. And I need to be willing to open my own heart up and let somebody else into it.
Mm-hmm. And that somebody else is our kids as well.
Yep.
Great conversation today, and it's a great lesson for us. And I appreciate you and your vulnerability and your openness. Thanks so much for a great book, Parent Fuel. Roger's going to tell us right now how we can get a copy of it. When we come back, I want to talk for just a moment before we close off the program about how I think you can, as a parent, connect at heart level with your kids. It is possible, even if your kids aren't saying they want to connect with you at heart level. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Burns. You're listening to Homeward.
Fueling a passion for God in your kids has been our theme today on Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns and Jim's special guest, Pastor Barry St. Clair. Now, Barry is the author of the book called Parent Fuel, which is available for purchase in our Resource Center. For complete details on how to order your copy, as well as the double audio CD featuring both days' programs on this topic of fueling a passion for God in your kids, call Homeward toll-free at 1-866-500-PARENT. That's 1-866-500-7273. Now, Jim, as you've been talking about fueling a passion for God in your kids, it sounds like this is a process that begins really with us as parents. And I wonder, what happens when we parents don't really feel qualified to take the lead in this area?
Well, I don't think any of us feel qualified. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I talk on this subject all the time, and I don't really feel all that qualified. But basically, there's going to be three words. We have to get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it. You know, if you're a parent, well, it's up to you to set that example for your kids. And again, it's not easy. We didn't sign up for this when we went to parenting school because for most of us, we didn't go to parenting school.
Right, right.
And we do have a deep desire. And as we were talking earlier in the program, even on our website, it's a deep desire that people come to us and say, we want our kids to grow spiritually. But as parents, it's up to us to set the tone. Now, the good news, again, and we said this throughout the theme of this conversation, is we don't have to be perfect. But we definitely need to be proactive. So we've got to do something with this. Now, here's the deal. You can't be preachy, but you definitely do need to be biblical. Well, you've probably heard me say this before on the program. I believe so strongly in this, and it's actually a quote from Jim Rayburn, who was the founder of Young Life. He said, it's a sin to bore a kid with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think that's what we have to do as parents as well. Well, in looking for new ways to present biblical truth to your kids, you may want to spend some time taking a look at some of the resources that people have. Homeward has this particular month put in front of you Devotions on the Run. It's a book I wrote. It's a little book that has a scripture and a story that parents can kind of read and then share with their kids together. And it really is for families who are kind of in the hurry up generation. And that may be something that you need as well. I hope that you'll support us financially this month. And for any gift, then we will send you the book, Devotions on the Run. It's one of my favorite devotional books that I've ever written.
And when you call Homeward toll-free at 1-866-500-PARENT, we will thank you for your gift of any amount by sending you a copy of the book Dr. Jim Burns just mentioned. It's his devotional book called Devotions on the Run. Call toll-free with your tax-deductible donation at 1-866-500-PARENT, 1-866-500-7273. There are only two more days left in this month, so the special offer will come to an end in just a couple of days, so you'll want to act now. Don't wait. Call Homeward toll-free, 1-866-500-PARENT. Include a gift of any amount in support of our ministry. We'll thank you for that gift by sending you a copy of Jim's devotional book called Devotions on the Run, 1-866-500-7273. Jim, one of the things I love about Devotions on the Run as a dad is a principle that you've taught me well, which is when it comes to family devotions, kiss. Keep it short and simple. And Devotions on the Run is a great idea starter for that.
Exactly. It's not going to be the in-depth spiritual journey that a lot of families will eventually want, but it's a great way to get started.
Right.
And you just simply read a scripture and you go over the story and, you know, that's it. And some of my favorite stories as well. Well, be sure to join me again next time when I'll continue my conversation with Barry St. Clair. We'll be talking about fueling a passion for God in your kids. It's our topic. It's going to be a great one. Till then, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for listening today to Homeward.